Hey, y'all. It's Captain Garrett Ross down here in Savannah, Georgia with Miss Judy Charters. Just calling in. This week we've had some phenomenal weather. Temperatures have come up. Our water temp is creeping back up into the 50s, which is really nice. You know, we were at 40 degrees last week for a day, which our fish do not like that temperature, and it showed in the fishing. But thank goodness it's coming back up. We had a couple of great trips this week. I've heard some fantastic reports from other fishermen as well. I was able to sneak out to a couple of the nearshore wrecks twice this past week, and just using live and dead shrimp on jig heads and using knocker rigs, we caught a bunch of black drum, all the little sea bass that you could stand. We caught, you know, several sea bass that were keepers and found some sheep's head. It was a lot of fun. One of the days, you know, the ocean just does not get flatter than it was one of the days this past week. It was awesome. Luckily, with this warming water temperatures also, the fish up the rivers and the creeks, they're starting to get a little bit more active coming off that big cold front, and they're getting back to the normal routine. So that means I was able to find some of the big redfish and some of the trout that I fish for. They were getting back into the normal wintertime patterns. So, you know, slow rolling artificials down deep for the trout. You know, if you think you're working it slow, go slower. That was working pretty well. And the redfish, using, you know, my standard white jig head with white soft plastic paddle tails and just bumping it real slow off the bottom, jigging it back towards you. We had a couple of really fun days doing that. Got on a few nice stripers. The biggest challenge, I think, this past week has been bait. There's just no bait to be found that I'm aware of. I'm going to go out tomorrow and try and throw in a few deep holes and see if we can't find something. But there were bait houses didn't have any. You know, they weren't in the deep holes. They weren't in the shallows. Even the fiddlers, you know, there was like a price war on fiddler crabs here for a couple of days. It was pretty humorous to watch. But there was just really no bait. Even putting out the mud minnow traps, you know, trying to catch, you know, what some people call polywogs. I call mud minnows. But trying to catch those in places that produce them all winter long by the thousands, even that cold water temperature just had them shocked. And, you know, I think we caught three the first day it was out. And then the water warmed up, and then there was 400 in the trap, you know, after the water warmed up. So things are getting back to where it's supposed to be. I kind of expect a cold front like we had in February. That's usually when fishing gets tough and the bait disappears. We got it early this year. So I'm hopeful that everything's going to kind of recover and get back to the way it was. And maybe we can skip out on this sub-freezing temperatures in February. That would be pretty nice. Yeah, I think that's about it. Trout are deep. Reds are up the skinny creeks. You know, I've heard some good reports of some big, massive schools of reds out on some of the flats on low water and low tide. But I cannot confirm that myself. I've been having fun either out off the beach or way up in the creeks. So that's where I spent my week. Heading back out tomorrow and give you guys a report next week.